From the book of Psalms, Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2. Thank God because He's good, because His love never quits. Tell the world, Israel, His love never quits. And then from Psalm 118, verses 22 through 29. The stone the masons discarded as flawed is now the capstone. This is God's work. We rub our eyes, we can hardly believe it. This is the very day God acted. Let's celebrate and be festive. Salvation now, God. Salvation now. Oh yes, God, a free and full life. Blessed are you who enter in God's name. From God's house we bless you. God is God. He has bathed us in light, festooned the shrine with garlands, and colored banners above the altar. You are my God, and I thank you. Oh my God, I lift high your praise. Thank God. He is so good. His love never quits. Here ends our scripture reading. May all of us sense God's presence as we seek to understand scripture this very morning. Brothers, sisters in Christ, it was Palm Sunday, and because of a sore throat, 7-year-old Jimmy had to stay home from church. So when the family finally returned home after church, they were carrying several palm branches like we did this morning. The little boy wanted to know why. Why these branches? And the dad tried to explain. Well, you know, Jimmy, people waved them over Jesus' head as he went by. What? Wouldn't you know it, the little boy complained. The one sad Sunday I couldn't go to church, Jesus shows up. Well, on that first Palm Sunday, long ago, Jesus and his disciples were entering Jerusalem for the last time, and they were part of the throngs of people moving into Jerusalem for the Passover, singing psalms and songs of joy. So Psalm 118 that we just read was a favorite processional hymn that people sang in those days while walking into Jerusalem on their way to the temple. So as this was happening, some of the people looked around and they recognized Jesus. And when they realized who it was, they spread their cloaks and palms on the road and cheered him with shouts like, "Blessed are you who enter in God's name. From God's house we bless you. Hosanna for the Son of David." All faces were now turned, and all feet underway to Jerusalem. The Jews were underway to the temple to celebrate their annual religious holiday, the Passover, celebrating the exodus of their ancestors out of slavery in Egypt. In real life, however, they were slaves under the strict rule of Rome. They were hoping for, they were screaming for, they were yearning for real change. They wanted someone to lead them to a better life. Now we must realize it was a mixed crowd. Some in the crowd were political activists, and they had heard rumors that this Jesus had special powers and they wanted him to use it to free Israel from the cruel Roman rule, and others had loved ones who were sick and dying. So they waved branches, hoping for physical healing. And some were just onlookers, merely looking for something to do, while amongst them were also followers who hoped that Jesus would establish himself as what? As their earthly king. That Jesus would actually stand up, get them armed, and lead a resistance against the cruel Roman Empire. So as you can see in the crowd, there were a mixture of people, many of them with different intentions. But so sadly, now that we can look back to those days, their highest hopes were also short-sighted. They saw the world only from their own perspective, and little did they understand the significance of the events taking place at that time in history. Jesus was not riding a war horse. Jesus was riding a donkey, a symbol of peace, not a horse. A horse would be a symbol of conquering. Jesus approached Jerusalem in peace as a humble servant and not a mighty warrior king. His kingdom was not from this world, and the proverbial grain of wheat was about to be engulfed by darkness in order to germinate and to produce new life for countless millions to follow after them. We know that Jerusalem and its people did not understand it then, but they were actually welcoming a Prince of Peace, the real Prince of Peace, who would influence the course of human history forever from that time on. So the people who originally welcomed the Prince of Peace would soon melt away into the bigger crowds, and many of them, sadly, would shortly afterwards join in shouts of "Crucify him! Crucify!" It's easy to shout. It's much harder to follow this Jesus. You know, you've seen those bumper stickers, "Honk if you love Jesus." Let me suggest a different bumper sticker. "Follow if you love Jesus." Anyone can honk. Unfortunately, enthusiasm so easily fades and interest gets lost. It was great while it lasted, but now it was gone. Yeah, it's easy to shout about Jesus. It's not as easy to follow. The Jesus movement started with a small group of men and women and would grow person by person through the ages until it finally reached the furthest ends of the world. That ragtag army eventually grew into countless millions and is still growing this very day, this very moment, this very morning. Somewhere it is building hospitals, universities, schools. Somewhere it's healing the wounded and setting captives free and at liberty. And through the ages, this message of a crucified and risen Savior is circling the globe, still bringing people here and many other places from darkness into light. So today, once again, we welcome Jesus. No, today, we're not amongst the crowd that welcomed him, not caring whether he was on his way to execution. For through the ages, in your life, in mine, the name of Jesus Christ has become our hope for peace, our hope for the coming of God's kingdom on earth. We believe that the ancient prophecy of the prophet Isaiah, that a son would be born to us, that authority would rest upon his shoulders, and that we would recognize him as the Prince of Peace, we believe that all that became reality in the birth, in the ministry and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So every time when you and I pray the Lord's Prayer and we say, let your kingdom come, and how many times have we all prayed that prayer? Let your kingdom come. Then we pray for a better world where justice and peace will forever ban the misery, the pain, and the injustice of war, poverty, and helplessness of a suffering world. Isaiah's vision tells of endless peace in a world governed by God's love and peace. Even now, as we enjoy the privileges of being in America, and we do have so far more privileges than most other people in the world, across the world, people are still yearning, hoping, and praying for peace. On the first Palm Sunday, Jesus entered into Jerusalem, and he was welcomed then, initially, as the Prince of Peace. So for us, believers, followers, people who have given our lives into the hands of God in and through Jesus Christ, that's why today we once again celebrate the entrance of Jesus, no longer into Jerusalem, but into our hearts, into our hopes, into our prayers and our dreams, as we once again recognize and welcome Jesus as the Prince of Peace. The message of the Prince of Peace resonated through the ages, and in our times we still follow the Prince's call for the coming kingdom of God. We look for a time when nations will go to war no more, when hate will melt away in the presence of love. Beloved in Christ, in spite of confusion, opposition and darkness, we are working, we are waiting, we are hoping, we are yearning for a day when oppression will be no more, and God's people across the world will live in dignity and peace and freedom together. So let us, today as we wave the palms, let us also hail the power of Jesus' name, because he is our hope, he is our faith, he is our trust for the future. He is our Prince of Peace. His love never quits. Amen. Let us pray. Our God, today we seek your presence in a special way. We seek the courage to walk with Jesus all the way to the cross. We seek your guidance and strength in facing the trials of our own lives and of those we love. Be with those whose energies are sapped by sorrow, whose bodies are bent with grief. Be with those who are scorned by their neighbors or who are cast aside as being inferior and of no more use. Be with those who suffer in mind, spirit, and body, and give them a sense of hope and renewed purpose. Walk with us, sustaining God, and lead us from denial to affirmation and from death to life. Amen.